Welcome to another episode of the Unfiltered Love Podcast.
Yeah. Woo.
I'm so excited.
I can't believe we actually like say that at the same time. Is that cheesy?
No.
No, not at all.
Not at all.
Well, that's exciting. So yes, this is our sixth episode. It is great to be back with you in my garage recording studio again.
I'm really stoked. And this is going to be an episode that I relate to a lot. Talking about why do we love people that hurt us?
Uh-oh.
I don't know why.
Dang.
Can you tell me why?
Yes. Yes, I can.
I'm just going to do it.
Ow!
I pinched him.
Oh, you pinched me. St. Patrick's Day, no?
No.
No, dang.
But I just hurt you.
That's fine. Well, before we... Yeah, you did.
And I think you love me.
I do really love you. Before we get into this, something we started and then forgot about, but now we're going to remember again.
All right.
Is that we're actually going to be reading some of your guys' reviews at the beginning of these episodes.
Nice. So I'll pour the wine, you read the review.
I will read a review. All right, so today's review is from Atheism is Not a Religion.
Thank you. It is not.
Okay. And the subject line is, this is great. Oh. Seriously, I love these two. Completely worth the time to listen. If I had to pay for it, I would. Also, leave them 5 stars. It's a nice thing to do and helps them out. Don't be a peen.
That is the best review I've ever heard in my life.
A peen?
Don't be a peen. I've never heard that.
On behalf of penises everywhere, I think that was a little, negative towards peens.
Don't be a peen.
A peen?
Oh, whatever. People get called pussy all the time.
Oh, yeah. I guess it's true. That's
and that's
more
offensive to women.
Yeah, yeah. I guess that could be. That could be
Don't be a peen. That's going to be my new favorite saying.
Yeah. No, I like it. We can make shirts even if you'd like.
Don't be a peen.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I would wear that.
So we, yeah, well, maybe we'll put that.
I would totally wear
it. Maybe here. We'll print that in merch. And who knows? Maybe by the time this episode comes out, we'll have a tour announced.
Oh, gosh, yes. We're working, planning a tour right now, and it's a lot of work. Cheers.
Cheers. L'chaim.
Cheers over our expensive equipment.
Yes. Last week's episode was on religion and dating. So now.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. Yeah.
Praise wine.
Yeah, exactly.
Ooh, that'd be a good shirt. Praise wine. Now, that's a religion I can get into.
Oh.
This doesn't even have to be, like, sacred wine. It's just wine is awesome in and of itself.
That's true. All right, so I need to ask you. So we recently went to Home Depot.
What? Where is this going?
Yeah.
I'm so confused.
And well, okay, more so, she's moving into my place this month, which is really exciting. But then we also went to Home Depot because she's spicing it up.
Oh.
And we... You know, she led me to believe that our bathroom needed a towel rack, which I agree. That's true. That is true.
I can't believe you're doing this right now.
Yeah, well,
are we having this fight right now?
We're having this fight right now. You led me to believe that we needed a towel rack.
There wasn't one.
And I agree. You know, well, there is. It's just sort of far away. It's like over the toilet. It's like, so it's like it's a stretch to get. And that's why I usually just hang the towel over.
Those are like a series of hooks that don't even really hold the towel up. They always fall off of those hooks because they're too small for like an actual bath-sized towel. So I wanted a towel rack right by the shower.
Yeah, okay. So once again, you're contradicting yourself. Okay, so now we got a towel rack. We installed it in. And then there's these beautiful towels hanging on them now. They glisten in the sunlight.
They have sequins.
That's the word I was going for.
Beautiful sequins.
And they are not to be used or replaced with actual used bath towels.
They're pretty. It's decorative. It makes the bathroom look very nice.
Yeah, it does. And I have been just getting water all over the ground because I'm trying to still get to the old towel racks. It's slippery.
Towels that still are very far away on the hooks.
And that's where the used towels go. Yeah, the other towels are just on our towel rack. That
I suppose I deserve this after giving you so much crap about tapestries, which, by the way, are still up. Not for long.
No. Their days are
numbered.
No, the tapestries are an important part of my history, my dating history. No,
oh, really? That's what I want to remember every day, living in your living room.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, anyway, the towel rack is beautiful. The towels on it are beautiful. And once I put my little hooks on the door, everything will be fine. All will be well in the world of towels in your bathroom.
Yeah. Well, I guess just don't forget to bring a towel.
You're a towel.
No, you're a towel.
You're a towel.
Anyways, yeah, there's people actually listening to this, so I guess we should get into the actual thing. So we have one little thing to announce at the in this episode before we dive in. We're doing something really exciting this month. We've like done a few episodes. Yeah. We've done a few episodes to get going. You know, you're watching this. We got this badass multicam setup, and we got the studio. It's like looking like a little thing here, and you know we've been doing these episodes with the help of everybody on Patreon. But this month, we are doing something extremely exciting to celebrate everybody. We are making our first print. We're going to do a very cool photo that we haven't taken it yet.
I just want one sitting right here. We'll have the Unfiltered Love sign. Yeah, it'll feel very much like a podcast.
Exactly.
But it'll be special.
Every single name of every patron that supports this podcast will have their names printed on it. Right now, I think we have like 45 people or
something. That's so cool.
And then we're going to and this badass army that's supporting it at 45 is like strong and mighty and small but mighty and powerful, and they're making this happen.
They are powerful. Like the questions that they post and the insight that they get, it's like amazing. Like I am blown away every time we do an episode that such an amazing question was given to us.
Exactly.
So, yeah, postcards. Everybody's name will be on it, and then we will mail them out. And it's going to be really exciting.
Yeah, so make sure you become a patron by the end of this month. Go do it now. So that way, your name is purely on the list. Maybe we'll even do it in order by when you pledge. I don't know.
Your name
will be on it.
Patreon.com/JacquelineandDavid.
Exciting. Shall we dive into the actual episode?
So we got a question from someone on Patreon, one of these strong and mighty, wonderful people. And I want to get into it. It was kind of long, Haley. Thank you for the question. So I am going to try to summarize some of it and then read parts of it as well. And it is about loving someone who has hurt her. And I relate to this very strongly. And I'm sure a lot of you listening are listening because either you know us or you saw the title and you're like, oh, wow, that's me. And you relate as well. And I think a lot of people will. So I'm just going to dive into it. Hi, Jacqueline and David. Just want to say before I get into my question that I've loved every little bit of the podcast so far, and thank you for creating something really unique and wonderful. Oh, thank you.
Yes.
Oh, thank you. My question is, what advice could you give someone who's trying to move on from a long-term relationship? Context, she said she rarely falls in love with people, but when she does fall in love with someone, she's completely hooked. When she started dating her ex, she was hesitant to open up at first because she's been rejected before. Fast forward to August of 2018, he randomly tells me he wants to break up because he was about to start a pharmacy school and would no longer have time for me.
Yes.
Let's pause. Mm. Let's pause because I feel like we're going to get into a lot of things. But I feel like when we were discussing this question earlier, you felt like you could relate a little bit to that segment.
I can. You know, I want to, you know, to be, you know, I'm on this podcast sharing myself unfiltered, and I actually, you know, I've read this question, and I'm going to end up not liking the guy, but I was actually that guy once in my life where I have an excuse.
Yeah, kind of, to this part.
Like, to this part,
The story gets much worse.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
And in those parts, you can't relate, but...
But I, my first major relationship in high school was with, you know, a close friend that it eventually developed into a relationship, and we were together for 2 years before college, and I used the fact that we were going to college as an excuse to break up months in advance. We both knew it, you know, probably like 8 months, 6 months in advance, and we both sort of agreed and counted down, but I pushed for that, and the reason being that, you know, I was a high school kid, and I was going to go to a new college in a new state, and you know, as much as I love my girlfriend at the time, I wanted to move on with my life, and I was using that as hopefully a mutual excuse. So I do relate, I guess, to that, but that's not what that sounds like as we progress through this question completely.
Yeah. I don't know. When you were explaining that, I feel like I relate a little too. Mm-hmm. Like my very, very first high school boyfriend, We broke up, and like the official reason was, oh, well, I'm going off to college now. And we're not going to the same college. And, you know, that was kind of the reason. But it was mostly an excuse for me, mm-hmm. Because we were having problems. And to me, going off to college seemed like an out.
Yep.
You know, and so that was like our reason. But deep down, I think it was a lot more. I mean, also, like, I was 17.
Yeah,
you
no,
know?
Yeah. And
so,
I'm completely in line with you.
Yeah, I mean, so that's like a really young, I feel like, kind of excuse almost.
You sort of know it's not going to work.
Yeah.
And this is a good...
It's a easy story that's digestible for people, mm-hmm. you know? Because rejecting someone is hard. Like,
yeah, that
it is uncomfortable, especially when you do care about that person. Mm-hmm. It can be really difficult. So I feel like for me, I was like, well, we're going to college. And that was my way of kind of breaking it easy. But we had a lot of problems. So yeah. I don't know if you feel like that a little
that
bit.
That was exactly how, yeah. how I was. But you know, that sort of works at a younger age.
Right.
And as you start to enter the major leagues, little excuses just truly show a lack of really prioritizing that mm-hmm. relationship over the other things that you're mm-hmm. saying as the excuse. Could be your work,
right.
focusing on your career,
it's a thing.
Whatever it is.
If you want to be with someone,
you'll make it happen.
You'll be with that person. So I almost feel like a lot of times whenever something like this gets brought up, I'm like, oh, well, you know, maybe that is true. That they're going to school and that they need their independence during that time. That might be true, but it's not all. Like, there's more to that story.
Mm-hmm. Let's go back. Let's
okay.
go back.
Yeah,
this,
sorry.
Is a long, this is a long question.
Yeah, this is a long question. Okay. She said he also wanted to date other girls, even though he claimed I was absolutely perfect for him on multiple occasions. Pause. I'm so sorry. Like, I hate to continue to pause this very long question. This is why I tried to abbreviate it somewhat. He wanted to date other girls.
I think you relate to that.
I get so mad hearing this. Like, okay. I dated one person specifically who would tell me, I love you and you're perfect. But like, if you love me, you'll want me to be happy.
Makes
and
sense.
Sleeping with other women is something that makes me happy.
Okay.
So if you love me, you won't take something away from me. It's like that. And that was actual, like, that was an argument that was presented to me. And he was like, this is my argument. You take it or leave it. And there was no Southern accent. I don't know why I'm going into that. Take it or leave it. But, you know, I just want to sleep with other women. And also you. And I just wasn't, I was super calm because this particular relationship was difficult for me to feel, like, very deeply. I cared, but it was like no matter, like, two steps backward every mm-hmm. time any progress was made. And this was one of those things where I was just like, you know, maybe honestly, like, I think we'd be better off as friends. Like, you should date someone who's open to that. There are many people out there that are willing to be in an open relationship. They're willing to have their primary partner and then, you know, other either relationships or casual things on the side. That's not my style, but there are people that do that. And that's, I don't understand it, but I respect it if that's what they choose mm-hmm. to do. But whenever you are in a relationship with somebody that's not like that, to try to push them into that is super messed up. So I don't know. That's frustrating. Could you imagine me being in that situation? Just being like, we can break up.
Well,
break
also
up.
You're like the master of argument. You're like the ultimate like lawyer on that. So yeah, I could see that wouldn't really get past you.
But, like, you don't even have to be good at arguments to hear that and be like, what?
Well, no, you don't want to take away his happiness.
If you love me.
Yeah, no, yeah.
Should we do our song?
I mean, maybe, yeah.
David, I have something I want to tell you.
Oh gosh. Oh, you're going to tell me?
I really love you.
Oh, I love you too.
You do?
Yeah, I really
do. So then you want me to be happy, right?
I want you to be the happiest.
Okay. Well, the only thing that will ever make me happy is if I can sleep with 5,000 other guys a day.
Sleep with?
Yeah.
What about just hand stuff?
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, just hand stuff.
This is so stupid. I can't. That was the worst ever. But yeah, no, like that was the thing that was told to me. And I was like, well, let me just break up.
Sort
but
of
I
gross.
Can't. Imagine though, imagine a different situation where it was a relationship where you were super in love with a person. Imagine
yeah, no,
this girl's feeling, like dating someone, long-term relationship. And having that person
it's very
be like,
manipulative too, because they just love you and you want to. Yeah, it's a tough one.
The thing that pisses me off is he claimed I was absolutely perfect for him on multiple occasions. So he wants to, like, this is like a classic example of him wanting to have his cake and eat it too. I hate that saying, but I just used it. What's the point of having cake if you don't eat it? Anyway, I digress.
I have not had one. We haven't had cake in so long.
That's a good point. We should fix that. Anyway.
Cake or pie?
Ooh, apple pie.
You're just going to go specific
hot,
to apple pie?
Hot apple pie with vanilla ice cream on the side.
Vanilla, interesting.
And cinnamon on top of everything.
Okay. Mm. I can get down with that.
God, I'm so hungry now. No, but like, how dare this guy tell her, you're so perfect for me on all these different levels, but...
We need like a manipulation alarm.
I just want like a lot of other girls too, but you're perfect. That's such a line of bullshit.
Yep.
Like that's him trying to have everything he wants and not any of the responsibility that comes with a relationship. He wants to have you there, whether it's, you know, for sexual reasons or comfort. Yep. He likes having someone to come home to, but none of the actual responsibilities of manning up and being in the relationship and being faithful and contributing equally as a partner. Mm-hmm. He wants to like have all the benefits without any of the
keep you around
responsibilities.
You're the
one. And yeah. You know, and I feel like saying even responsibilities has a negative connotation. Mm-hmm. Because I love being able to do that for you. I love being able to like have you feel like you can like have someone to talk to and someone you can trust and rely on for things. And this guy is just not providing that. There should be joy in providing that to someone you love.
Oh.
I think.
I love, yeah, I absolutely.
Yeah?
Yeah. I like that, the joy in that.
So it's sad for me that she's having to deal with that. Also having him, you know, try to keep her on the line by feeding her a bunch of stuff to make her happy. Then she said, he also has insecurities about how I treated his friends and parents. I treated them wonderfully, but he always thought I didn't like them for some stupid reason. And other little tiny reasons that were so stupid, I'll spare your brain cells from having to read about them.
Nice.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. So how do you feel about that? How he would nitpick and say, you're not,
well,
like...
It puts her at sort of a subservient place to him. It's a little condescending. It makes her
yeah
need him. It's manipulative.
Yeah, because she's saying that she's doing all these things right, but he would pick little fights about them and had insecurities. So, like, it almost seems like
I don't know how
she's at a lose-lose.
You know, I'm sure as she wrote this question, and I think that we find this in a lot of our questions, mm-hmm. You know, the beauty of being able to write out a question or provide a video question to us is actually, I think, testing people because they're having to put it into words. Mm-hmm. What they're going through.
Yeah.
And if she can't read through her question and see how she truly feels, you know, I mean, it'd be surprising. I think it's pretty glaring. Think about your deepest relationship problems.
I agree with you, but also I can see how that wouldn't be the case.
Too. Okay.
Like, for me, a lot of times whenever I'm venting to people about my problems, it's so blatant to them and vice versa. Like, have you ever had a friend that's been like, I'm going through this problem. And to you, it's like, oh my God, like, this is so clear. It's black and white. Like, it's an easy choice. Clearly they're horrible for you, mm-hmm. but the person in the situation just can't see it.
Yeah.
You know, it's hard. And like, how do you explain that without losing the friendship? It's really difficult. But, you know, even for me, like I could write out, you know, or explain to someone why I thought I was in a bad situation. And I know how it sounds, mm-hmm. and I know it sounds bad, and it does affect you and how you feel, but it's frustrating because even though you know it looks terrible, it sounds terrible on paper, this is a terrible relationship for you, but you still love that person. And you're still like trying to make excuses. You're like, yeah, that's terrible, but insert any excuse to stay with that person or to, you know, make that person seem like they're not as bad as they really are.
Yeah.
That's really difficult. I don't know.
Dating is tough.
It is tough. She says, however, because I loved him, I begged him not to break up with me. We decided to have a break, which messed me up emotionally. We got back together after I begged him to do so because I missed him so bad. From then till this last March, I was happy. I thought he was happy too. So they're getting back together. They're taking breaks. Super unhealthy patterns. I've been a part of this before. Have you ever gone on a break?
No.
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen Friends.
Yeah.
What is your Ross and Rachel? They were on a break.
Oh. Ugh.
I don't know all the full, but it's been a minute since I watched Friends. That was his justification for hooking up with the other person, was that they were on a break.
Whether it's taking a break or actually breaking up and getting back together, I just don't know. I just feel like that, in my experience, has never worked out. I don't know anybody that I'm close with that's ever had that turn into a flourishing relationship.
I'm sure there's tons of examples of people that it has, though. I mean, why I think yours haven't worked, number one, because we're way more awesome. And number two is because I'm hoping that the point of the break was for sort of the self-growth element of it. And I don't think any of your partners requesting that break or making it happen, or I don't think anybody took the time to truly work on those parts of them that needed help. So
I guess, but like a lot of people don't. And that's one of the reasons why people cling to these relationships, because there's some kind of promise of change, or they think that this person will eventually change and be better. But if they hurt you yesterday and they hurt you today, I think it's kind of foolish to expect they won't hurt you again tomorrow.
Yeah, you got to have your expectations at zero, and you can let time pass and then maybe readdress it, maybe, but never expect it.
Never, ever expect it. I feel like the majority of cases, those negative behavioral traits do present themselves again and again and again.
Yep.
So it's tough. She says, I was so happily in love, and then he came over to my house one night with a look on his face. I asked him what was wrong. He said he felt like he was neglecting me or whatever because he had been spending too much time in pharmacy school doing his work and not hanging out with me as much. But then went into again wanting to date other girls, feeling like I don't like his family or his friends. But then we transition into how many, oh gosh, he I guess he made fun of her weight. We transition into how my weight was apparently a problem for him during our entire relationship.
Well, number one, that's really hurtful. Number two, he's just throwing out excuse after excuse.
Mm-hmm.
He's not sharing his real, he's keeping her close, he's putting her down, and I don't think he's sharing his real emotions behind what he's doing.
That's so frustrating. Guys, if you're in a relationship with someone and you are doing this to them, just break up.
Or girls, guys,
just
or girls.
Break up. I mean, guy. I said guys.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, guy. People.
Everyone.
Yeah. Don't. Quit playing games with my. Copyright, copyright. No.
No. But it's true. Like, so many people just, they don't want to, you know, like I said earlier, it's hard to reject someone. So they just don't. And they hope. I've had this happen before, where you're with someone, I think that they just are so horrible to you over and over and over again, thinking, hey, if I'm shitty enough, they'll break up with me and I won't have to do it.
The classic.
Mm-hmm.
That's the classic elementary school tactic.
No, I hate it. Just break up.
You ever done that?
No.
I haven't done that either.
I've had it happen to me, I feel like, many times, though.
I think I lost the ability to put effort into the relationship. I don't think I was intentionally sabotaging it. I think it was just already, I couldn't put the effort in to save it.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to be willing to, if you're going to fight for your relationship, you have to be willing to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Gosh, I feel like this guy is doing that, though, kind of. I mean, once you start insulting the way that they look.
What's the point?
You're that's it. That's the end of it.
Yeah.
Well, we will keep reading, but I do feel like we should take a quick break.
Oh my gosh,
and
quick break.
Come right back, yeah.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. Jacqueline.
Yes, David. Why are you crying?
It's just that our podcast.
No, not the podcast.
You see, I didn't want to believe it at first, but I don't think we're getting enough ratings and reviews to go on.
No, but they're streaming on Tuesdays and watching on Thursdays, but not reviewing?
Yes, my love. I'm so scared right now.
Oh my God, it's getting worse. If only more people would go to Spotify and the podcast app and leave a review, maybe they could save us all.
Before it's too late.
Subscribe and review.
Subscribe and review. And we are back. Hope you enjoyed that quick break. we don't know it at all what happens during those quick breaks.
It's a mystery.
Yeah, we just sit here.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I got a massage. It was really nice.
Wow.
Yeah.
Where was I during this?
You were massaging me.
Oh, that's really convenient.
Yeah.
How come we both weren't getting a couple's massage?
You know, we've done that twice now. We had Valentine's Day, which was really nice. Mm-hmm. We had a really nice Valentine's
Day.
And
then Vegas.
And then we did Vegas. Mm-hmm. Not as nice. Valentine's Day
Valentine's
was better.
Valentine's Day was really nice.
Yeah, that little hole in the wall place with the with the hand jobs.
David, always, always makes the... There was...
Well, I mean, I'm just trying to tell. It's unfiltered. I didn't pay for it.
I did. always that joke.
Yeah.
I want to keep reading this question, but I wanna weigh in on this the weight.
Well,
yeah, I'm so sorry.
Like, I can't.
I just want to say that I relate. In another, I mean, I know I referenced one of my exes previously, but in another relationship, not the same one, I had the same thing happen.
You're talking about weight?
Mm-hmm. Where I was made to feel, because like the way she worded it is perfect. How my weight was apparently a problem for him during our entire relationship. I had the same thing told to me. And it was thrown at me in the middle of another fight, like as just an insult to throw in. And it was like, you know, and sometimes it's difficult for me because you're just too thin and I like curvier girls and it's been a problem for me our entire relationship. Yeah, and it's bullshit. It wasn't even true because this guy actually was a serial cheater. And one of the girls was like extremely, extremely thin, like much, much thinner than I am. So it doesn't entirely add up to me in my head, but I do feel like it's just a thing people say if they want to hurt you, if they want to put you down. It's easier to control someone when their self-esteem is rock bottom. But I don't know. You seem to have a reaction to that.
No, I don't. I completely agree.
I don't have
an example in my life with that.
That's good. That's a good thing to have. But yeah, how do you feel about like,
you know,
like, because we're dating now, like it's got to make you feel a certain way.
If you were 200 pounds heavier, maybe that's a lot. Well, no, whatever. But if you, and I will, at that point, would be a little worried about your health.
Well, yeah.
But if you were a different weight, I would love you no matter what. And, you know, that's
a thing, like.
And, yeah, and then I guess if you're worrying about it from a health perspective, that's always fine. But you are healthy. These things fluctuate.
I don't know. It's just strange for me to, because I've been the same weight my entire life. It's strange for the most part. So if you start dating someone and you know what they look like, I mean, I do think attraction is an important part of dating. If you are not attracted to someone, why do you date them? So I don't think that that's true. I think that that's just literally something that they say for the sole purpose of causing hurt and self-esteem issues.
Yeah, tear them down. Tear them down. They're going to have to cling to something. And you can be right there. And it's very manipulative.
She says, but he somehow got over it or moved past it when he started to love me or whatever. Yeah, I got the same thing. Like, yeah, it's just something I've been struggling with you, but like, I really like you as a person. So I'm just trying to get past that.
What a big person. And I didn't mean that as a pun.
Yeah, no, yeah. How big of you to be able to put up with me?
Wow.
Do you have to get past how horribly unattractive I am? You're just so kind to love me regardless of my horrendous exterior. Is it difficult for you?
Oh, me? Or you're just asking about the
question? Is it hard to get past that?
You know where my brain sort of went to? I was thinking like, and I'm sure that, okay, let's say you were carrying like a 6-pound, 4-ounce baby. Do you gain more than 6-pound, 4 ounces?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I figured that.
Of course. You grow another organ.
What do you get? Is it like a 50-pound kind of thing? What are we talking
about? Well, I've never been pregnant, so I don't know.
Yeah, but you know science. You are a doctor.
Okay, but every person's body is different. I'm not a doctor. I did not graduate med school. I have an undergraduate degree in biomedical sciences that decorates my wall, but I am not a doctor.
I consider you a doctor.
That's scary. Yeah. So if my very strict medical advice is that I need massages every night, are you going to listen to that?
Uh-huh. Oh, wow. No matter what, I got you.
Wow. So after this irrelevant point that hurt me quite a bit was brought up, I decided to stop fighting for something he clearly didn't want anymore for whatever reason, and we broke up. Good for you, girl. However, he still wanted to talk to me and be friends because he didn't want to lose me out of his life, and I agreed because I was wanting to still hang on to him however I could.
All right, continue.
Are you okay?
Yeah, it hurts my heart to see people.
Yeah.
And not taken advantage of, just manipulated and put down, and I feel bad on behalf of men. Well, I guess I can't really do that, can I? Can I apologize on behalf of men? I'm sure all people insult.
I mean, girls.
Yeah, everybody is
can
shitty
be shitty too.
Yeah. We're just more shitty.
I do feel bad though. I do feel bad. I mean, I relate a lot to this too, so it's kind of hard to hear. How do you feel about him saying he still wants to be friends because he doesn't want to lose her? But clearly, she's
struggling with
it. I've already
got so many red flags going off against this guy that
yeah.
that I don't think that that's a great. I just don't think that that's a. It's I'm sort of saying it over and over again, but it's all manipulative.
Yeah,
keeping her nearby.
Do you think it would be healthy for her to stay his friend in that situation?
In this situation, absolutely not.
Why not?
She's not ready. I think that she's putting so much hope into sort of this potential mm-hmm. that she's so vulnerable to, even if he were to like come back and be like, hey, can we go out to dinner? Whatever, like they're back there. She's so susceptible to it that I don't think that she has her footing confidently as her own identity to give this shitty guy a chance.
Mm-hmm. He's a dick, but I can't move on from him.
There you go.
Do you guys have any advice? Also, so sorry that this is so long, lol. I just thought context was important. If you answer this or talk about it in a podcast, thanks and have a nice day. From Haley.
Thank you, Haley.
Thank you, Haley. That was, again, thank you for being willing to be so vulnerable and open in a question. But yeah, he's a dick. I agree with that part.
So at this point, you know, she's sent us her question, and the other people in the community on our Patreon have read it, and people are responding to each other, which is really cool. But at this point, what's your advice?
Run.
Run.
You have to let it go. You have to let this go.
There's other people out there, but that's so hard to get to.
It is, and like I hate the cliche of time. Time heals. But it does.
Time heals. Time also gives you perspective. There's other people. And what I relate to most out of this, which, you know, the episode is why do we love people who hurt us? Mm-hmm. And
clearly she still loves this person or cares enough to continue thinking about them after they've been so terrible.
And where I relate to that is more of holding on to all of the life that you built together. It could be friends. It could be like collaborative money stuff. It could be an apartment. Mm-hmm. It could whatever it could be. And it's comfortable. You've got your life that you've built together. And to disassemble that is a daunting task, is messy. And I don't know where she's at in that, but I'm purely speaking out of my own. Mm-hmm. And I've stayed with people because of that, because of the fear of how do we dissolve this partnership. I have a business degree, so that's like how you actually close down an LLC is you dissolve it. But but like, yeah, that's it, honestly, it becomes very complicated. And I actually remember specific fights where we were with an ex, and we were every 6 months having breakup talks, and they would last like 3 days of heightened anxiety.
That's a bad sign.
And well, yeah, totally. And it usually results in like, all right, we'll try to work on the things that we have issues with. But and I have specific memories of hitting those crossroads of how do we move on from this? How do we break up? If we wanted to break up, how do we break up? And it usually is too stressful. And it's like, you know what? Screw it. Let's stay together.
Let's just stay.
Let's just work on our problems because we're clearly mm-hmm. in too deep here.
So you stay in mainly because of comfort.
Yeah.
I think that is an element.
And I think the older you get, the bigger the cards are. I think that when there's kids involved, a house, money, bank accounts, especially kids, like mm-hmm. I can't relate that I know of.
Yeah. So then there's another thing. You have, you know, you're tied financially to someone and you feel pressure you can't leave, or you're fearful of them for some reason. You know, maybe they'll take my kids. Like,
yeah.
there are so many different reasons why someone would stay in a toxic place that are scary to think about.
Yeah. And that's why you have such you know, domestic violence problems. It's like, I mean, it's something that is hard to give so much advice to, where we're so unqualified to have a relationship podcast just because we feel like we hit some gold, struck some gold.
No, I still feel very unqualified.
Totally.
I'm still working through a lot of my own stuff, and there are so many questions we get that I have never considered for myself before. So to give advice on something that I haven't really acquired any experience in is a little intimidating.
Yeah.
But I still want to, like, try my best, I guess, to give advice, like I said, as though they were a friend of mine over at my place, and I'm just trying to help them out. But yeah, unqualified. We're unqualified. Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, I feel like we've, you know, we have a few different things kind of aligned that say why you would stay in a relationship with someone who hurts you. The major ones we've done is that you expect them to change and then they don't. So you're still hoping. You're like, if I just hold on a little bit longer, maybe eventually they'll be the person that I want them to be, which is why I always say don't date someone for who you think that they will be. Date them for who they are now. So that you can have realistic expectations. So yeah, you expect them to change. You're stuck in a place where you feel comfort. You're manipulated in some way into undervaluing yourself, and you have low self-esteem because they put you down and are controlling you through that. Maybe you don't think you'll find someone else, and you feel like you'll be alone forever, so you're just settling.
And that loneliness is scary, and you know, you have to sort of find ways to cope with it. And musically, that it's helpful for me to pick up a guitar, of course. But you're gonna find your thing. Search for it. I have a friend who just went through a breakup right now, and he told me, I was like, please come on the podcast, but I don't think he wants to. But he told me he was just moping around, watching lots of shows, and he was just really sort of struggling to get his ass in gear. And I relate to that, and I understand it. And he should come over for more barbecues.
We will.
You know, like,
he's such a nice person too. He's such a good guy. It sucks that
his ex was such a shithead.
She really was.
but everybody goes through that fear of loneliness. And honestly, he didn't fear it. He didn't fear it until he was truly alone.
Mm-hmm.
Until his squatter had left the house.
I feel like it's a stage of grief, though.
Like, yeah,
you have
it
to
is.
Go through it, and then you get through it. But you have to go through it. There's not like a Cliff Notes version. Sometimes in life, you just need to experience things and get through it at your own pace. And then hopefully, you know, you wake up one day and it's a little easier.
And the next relationship you find, you know, you're going to know a lot more about what to look out for. And if you start to be seeing similar patterns or similar put downs, you know, really, really, really take your own power into consideration and your own independence, and you'll be better armed in the future.
I have a question for you.
Uh-oh. I hate when you ask.
No, it's okay. There's not a wrong answer.
Uh-oh, yeah, there's totally wrong answer. I have to answer the right answer or I am sleeping in the studio tonight.
No, I've never ever done that. I will not do that to you. But it's a general, I'm not.
I had to sleep in here last night. I'm so scared.
You were at my apartment last night. You are just
Sorry, I forgot.
We were all cuddled up and it was amazing.
It was.
Anyway, I'm going to forget this question, but I don't ask it now. Do you think loving someone is enough to keep a relationship going?
Ooh. No.
Thank you. That's what I thought.
Yeah, of course not.
And I'm not saying that's the right answer, because some people do think that. They're like, love conquers all. All you need is love.
I think relationships. Yeah, exactly. I think she might still, and as they separate, hopefully, please separate. God damn it. As they separate, you know, she's still going to love him.
I think they did. And good. she's still
that's like, great.
Struggling with this.
She should love him. That's great. And I
No, I know, but
she should just wish him the best on his path.
And I love you very much.
This is where we differ.
This is where we strongly differ.
Yeah, cuz you're after, like, they're dead to me.
After this relationship with this guy who put down her weight, who made her feel like shit, who kept her on the line by saying, "I love you and you're perfect, but I want to fuck everyone else." Like, no, this guy can go. He's being a peen. He's being a peen.
A peen?
He's being a peen.
Don't be a peen.
No, screw this guy. You don't want to be this guy's friend. You don't want this guy in your life. And you don't, what, like, no, we don't care. He can, He can go and do his own thing and never have any contact with you again, and that's the best for you. You do not need people like that in your life. They will bring you negativity. They will just like suck the life out of you. They will just take all of your energy. They're draining people.
Yep.
They're super negative. And that, like, you have to love yourself first. And I, like, honestly, like, reading this, I related to it. And I feel like a lot of the reasons why I stayed in so many shitty relationships and why I loved people that hurt me was because I didn't love myself. And so I was looking for that from someone else. And you're never going to get it like that. And you're never going to value yourself enough to, like, find a relationship that will last because you don't value yourself enough to, like, care. Clearly, like, would you, if you have a friend, like, let's say you had a friend that was dating this guy, what advice would you give that friend? Would you tell them to dump him? I bet you would. So why don't you do it for yourself? Because you don't love yourself enough. You love your friend more than you love you. You love this piece of shit guy more than you love you. And it's really, really frustrating because I've done that. I have been that girl. Don't be that girl. It's bad.
I'm going to just guess one of these is applause.
Oh, God, no, no. That's the worst one.
Nope.
My love.
Nope. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I did the other one. Thank you.
Look, it took me like seven of them. The want is my failure at getting the applause. But honestly, that was beautiful.
No, but I really do think that's her problem.
And you and I are different in that. And I love...
Cut these people out.
I love you for it because you make me stronger in that way. But, you know, the only other option is my like more pussy version of it, which is keep your damn distance. He's got nothing. He's got no way in.
For me, I mean, maybe it's not healthy, but like anger has helped me a lot.
Yeah.
Because once you can get to the point of being mad at this person for treating you so poorly, you're kind of in that emotion. You're standing up for yourself.
Yep.
You're like, damn it, I don't deserve this. And once you realize that, you're empowering yourself and you're like finally putting up a defense against this person who never honestly deserved to be in your life to begin with.
You are really smart.
But it is important to move past that at some point because you don't want to hold on to anger forever. But I do think it's an important step.
Correct.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. It's an important step. And it, like, you love someone who hurts you, and like, because you initially you do love them. You do love that person, you know? And then it turns out that they just happen to be shitty. And sometimes it takes time to see that. But when you do see it, you have to move away from it. And then that takes time. And it's all very confusing and stressful. I don't know. It's like one of those things. It's difficult.
You know what's going to be really crazy is that when we tour, we're going to meet everyone.
Yeah, I'm so excited.
And they're going to be like, hey, like, so I had that question. And we're going to be like, oh, wait, is this the guy? So they're going to be like, no, it's a new guy. And we're like, oh, thank God. Welcome to the show.
I will be so happy. I would love to meet Haley and her be like, you know what? Screw that piece of shit. I'm moving on. I'm doing me. I'm like, you know, finding new activities and hobbies that make me happy. And
yeah.
I, you know, whatever. I'm like being successful and focusing on me and hanging out with friends. And like, I'm having so much fun. Like, hell yes. Focus on you. And maybe at some point you'll find somebody who's better. You know, it's so frustrating to let someone go through that, you know, to see someone go through that. It's frustrating to know that you've gone through that. And you, like, for me, it's frustrating looking back being like, man, I wish I felt then the way I feel now because I could have spared myself so much misery. But again, you have to go through it. You have to like experience things in life and then you grow up.
Every one of those relationships just helps you get a bigger picture and a better understanding as to what you're working on.
Yeah. And again, like hopefully she'll feel better at some point. I know, you know, you don't right now, and time heals all is so cliche and annoying, but it is true. Like loving someone or caring is like not a button. You know, it's just not like a switch. You can't just hit the off switch and like, oh, I'm better now.
No.
It takes time. It takes time.
And you have to, yeah, you have to have the willingness to pull that Band-Aid off and go be alone.
And it's not easy. And it's frustrating. People tell you, just do it. It's easy. Just like, screw that guy. And I know I kind of said that, but I do realize it's really difficult. But that doesn't mean you don't still have to do it.
I wonder how many people are listening to this right now and going like, oh my God, I'm Haley.
I'm Haley.
I'm Haley.
I am Haley.
I'm Haley.
Hashtag I'm Haley. We're all Haley at some point.
Yeah.
You know, obviously to varying degrees, but I definitely feel like I've been there in many relationships. I relate to more than one thing she said in more than one relationship that I've had. So it's frustrating to hear that other people are going through it. And, you know, you feel alone when you go through these things. And I don't know if it's comforting or not to hear that I've been through it or that so many other people have, you know, because you don't, I would never wish that on anybody else. But just knowing that it's not just you might be a little comforting.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And then there's hope. And there's hope in it. You know, you can work through some very difficult stuff with yourself and come out on the other side of it.
Yeah. I had to grow up a lot.
Me too.
Yeah. That's life. The older I get, the less patience I have for bullshit.
Yeah. You're good. I have more patience than you, and you you're teaching me your ways.
Yeah. I've been pretty unfortunate, though, in some of my experiences. I think I've been shaped into this. Which, you know, it has its good parts and its bad parts. You know, I'm not going to say it's all great, but...
But if you really did love him, you'd let him have sex with a lot of people.
Is it true?
It's so true. Just a little sex.
Just a little sex with other people?
Just like 4 or 5.
If you love me, you'll make me happy, and sex with other people, it just makes me happy.
And you want me to be happy, don't you?
If you love me.
You will.
Lots of sex.
Just so much.
With other people.
Or just hand stuff.
Hand stuff. Oh, wow. We're ridiculous. All right. Haley, I hope we were helpful. Anybody listening that is hashtag I am Haley too or whatever.
Yeah.
Find it helpful. We're all Haley. I don't know.
We're all Haley. So we can start to wrap it.
We should wrap it up.
We could definitely.
I drank more wine than you did.
No, that's fine. I can sip more than you can in a single gulp.
That's true. This is one of your talents.
This is one gulp. Yeah, it is a talent of mine.
Very weird talent. He's good at it.
When we went to my sister's college graduation, I was so excited because she had a beer bong in her closet.
Mm-hmm.
And
it was really gross and covered in mold.
Yeah, but I cleaned it out.
Yeah, we did.
I'm used to beer bongs being covered in mold. We used to have one installed into the side of the house, permanently installed, so that we could always have a beer bong whenever we wanted. And if you didn't know, that if you put butter in the beer bong, it'll actually make it so that it doesn't foam up so much at the bottom of the beer bong. So anyways,
people are going to watch this whole podcast and get to this point in the podcast and be like, you know what? I was waiting for good advice. And I finally got it.
I finally got the good advice.
It finally was worth watching.
Yeah, no, it's
butter
really,
in my beer bong.
Yeah, well, and then that sort of plays into why I'm so familiar with mold in beer bongs.
Gross.
Yeah, but there's alcohol in beer, so it actually just neutralizes.
That is not entirely true. You can't just bank on that.
Everything, there is alcohol in beer.
It's disinfected, it's fine.
It's true. I ended up getting pneumonia for like 6 months.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's called walking pneumonia, but because I was in a rock band, we called it rocking pneumonia.
Wow, I'm amazed that your disinfectant method didn't work.
Yeah, I know.
Shocking.
Anyways, how did we get to that? Anyways, now that you are moving in here,
mm-hmm.
we should install a beer bong on the house.
Oh, I can't wait.
It's going to be really fun, honestly.
Well, I think this was a fun podcast.
This was a great podcast.
I had fun. I told you when we were starting this, I'm like, I'm going to vent some shit in this podcast.
Yeah. Between the two of us, we've been through a lot of these topics.
This is one I related to pretty hard, so.
That's good.
Yeah.
All right. So thank you to everybody who has rated and reviewed and subscribed our podcast on all of those podcast things.
Yeah. Rating and reviews actually really, really help make us more relevant in the algorithm, which in turn will make us more successful and easily searched.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
So thank you for that. And then once again, if you become a patron by the end of the month, you are going to be a part of our Patreon print, and it's going to have everybody's names listed, and you're going to get to see all the other people in the community, and that way... Even when we go on tour, you're going to be like, oh my God, wait, you're this name in the postcard? Oh my God, I'm this name. Oh my God, I know you sort of.
Yeah. By the way, we are going on tour.
Yeah, but we can't
announce it right now because we're not announcing
a lot of work.
Yeah, but we are going on tour, and I'm so excited. So hopefully you guys stay tuned and want to come hang out with us and meet us in person.
Ooh.
Fun times will be had. It's going to be a lot of fun.
It's going to be the longest road trip you've ever done?
Oh yeah, by far.
I've done bigger tours.
Oh, okay. Well, then fine.
The biggest I ever did was 37. Well, we hit a deer on the last show, so 36 shows.
Poor deer.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, baby.
Yeah. But we did 36 shows, and you and I are looking at 27.
That's
plus
still a lot.
A few extra secret ones after that, possibly, which is another 10, so that would tie with my longest.
Oh.
Yeah.
Let's do one more, because I want to be the best.
We could do another LA.
Well, thank you guys so much for listening and hanging out. We do appreciate all of your questions on patreon.com/JacquelineandDavid. Excited to get those postcards together.
Yep.
And yeah, thanks for listening and hanging out. And
goodbye.
Goodbye.